Hello everyone, and happy new year to you as well. Welcome to a new episode of the Llama Drama Podcast with myself, Dan of BeyondSims.com, and
Richie Bop from RichieBop.com. Hello, Dan.
Hello, how have you been?
Happy new year.
Same to you. Can you believe it?
2024.
Oh my gosh. It scares me every single time, because when it comes to January, and I've told this tale a million times, that's obviously when we first met back in 2013, was around this time for the SimCity event. So this marks 11 years of knowing each other.
Wow. 11 years.
Can you believe it?
That's, yeah, it's gone by. Like, I don't know, I feel like I've known you forever. not in a bad way. It's just I can't imagine not knowing you, and like, you know, this whole Sims journey. You've made it for me.
Oh,
that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, that's really lovely. Oh my gosh, traveling the world, going to see things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's been great.
Oh gosh,
it's good while it lasted.
Oh my, yeah, no, literally. I think the last one was Sims Camp 2018, at least for me anyway. I don't know if I can't remember if there's any others after that. But yeah, those were the days.
Yes, absolutely.
But lots has been going on. I don't feel like there's been millions of things going on, but I feel like there's like quite a lot of juicy things in the world of The Sims.
Yeah, and it's a weird time of year because, like you said, the last time we put out podcasts was November, so we've had like the run-up to Christmas, the pack coming out, and then they have the quiet period where they're obviously celebrating holidays, and now the new year where they're announcing everything that's coming. So it's like there's like a couple of weeks of nothing in there, which helps us feel a bit better about being late recording.
Yeah, it does fit. I feel like we definitely fell off our monthly rota, but I think we're still keeping pretty good. You know, we're still keeping it fairly regular, which I think is fine. There's no point forcing for forcing's sake.
No, exactly. We do what we can when we can these days.
And you best appreciate it.
Yeah, like it a little bit.
If you don't like it, give us a 1-star. I dare you. Please
no,
don't. Oh, gosh. But no, so in the world of The Sims 4, I mean, I'm trying to think what's happened since then. So when we were last talking, we were talking about The Sims 4 For Rent expansion pack, which was due to be released at the start of December. And that has now come out and has been out for, you know, a little over a month now. So it's had time to bed in and for people to enjoy it. Have you had much of a chance to play with it?
Not really. And I felt really sad about that as well. I had a little dip in early access and not as much as I wanted to at all. We had a sleep progression going on with my little girl. And yeah, it took away from playing it. And it looks like such a good pack as well because it's so different. Like, it like really capitalizing on new mechanics. So I'm interested to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, I pretty much half written a review for it, and I just never got around to finishing it, and then because it's been so long, I don't feel it's as valuable now. It probably is, I probably should finish it, but
yeah.
I, you know, I'm just looking through what I wrote at the time, but you know what, the world is stunning. I love the world, it looks gorgeous, I love all the colours, it's vibrant. I was really confused at first, though, because whilst it had me in absolute awe, it was dead quiet in the day, like no one was there, everything was boarded up, it was a ghost town. I was really confused. I thought, well, this is crap. But then it actually comes to life in the evening, and that's when all the lights turn on. You get street vendors, I think there's a rabbit hole fish market, and lots of Sims about exploring. They're playing like hopscotch in the street, so I really like it for that. However, Rachel, and actually no, before I get onto the however, I really like as well how you can build multiple lots, like multiple dwellings on a single lot. I think that's really clever. It, you know, you can very easily select which unit it belongs to, if it's a shared space, all of that good stuff, and I've seen so many people get so creative with it. So I do, like, you've seen, like, you know, a lot of, like, British houses, for example, are like rows of terraced houses, and people are now making that in the game, and they're actually functional now. So I'm really enjoying seeing that. However, and it's something I actually saw on Twitter as well, the bit that does annoy me is obviously there are loading screens between the dwellings, despite being on the same lot. And
so distressing.
They are exactly the same length as any loading screen in the game. And it just seems wild. And I get that's how Sims 4 has been made, so having to work for that, fine. In The Sims 2, which released in 2004, and the Apartment Life expansion pack, which came out in 2008, you could have very, like, multiple apartments on the same lot, and you could just knock on the door and immediately see inside.
Yeah, it's a serious oversight on their behalf, how they set up this game, isn't it?
It's wild, and I guess we'll never know why, but I just feel maybe it's the technical legacy of how it was originally going to be online and all of that fun stuff. Maybe that's why. But yeah. I guess if you can... I know some people aren't as bothered by that, so if you can put that aside... It's quite neat. You can, you know, you can build up to 6 dwellings on a single lot, or go above and beyond if you've got cheats turned on. And it does just allow a lot of customization. And it's quite fun being a property manager as well, I think. And being that landlord and having the control over, like, what you can and can't do in those spaces. One thing that did happen when I was playing, though, and I think I messaged you at the time about it, was you can break into another person's apartment.
Which, granted, we had to try.
Yeah, of course. So you still don't have burglars, but you can now break in yourself. So I had my sim break in. They were looking around. They couldn't pinch anything for some reason. They were just looking around and started sitting on the sofa. My sim's sister came in. We were just sitting on the sofa, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, the owner of this house came back. And all it did was made their relationship negative, but, like, they weren't kicked out, there was no consequence, they weren't, you know, like, booted out of the lot or had anything serious beyond a quick, like, telling off. Was there, might have been a fight, I can't remember, but there was nothing where I was like, you know, like a get out of my house.
Yeah.
After they just sat on the sofa and watched TV.
It is almost like The Sims 4, it's like, you know how... in, like, all of the packs, when certain things happen, it will just pop up with a massive paragraph of text telling you, like, describing something in amazing detail rather than actually
showing
animating it or showing it, yeah. And it's, like, almost like the code is just playing out in front of you and you're just not seeing anything. It's just like, oh, that's red. That means they don't like each other, but they've just got these, like, dead-faced Sims just staring blankly, walking past each other, and there's nothing going on behind the eyes.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. I was expecting, like, some consequence to my actions. And maybe that was a bug. Maybe I just had a bad experience. Maybe that is what's meant to happen, but it didn't for me. And that annoyed me. But
that's the worst part about The Sims 4 as well, though, is, like, you literally questioning a lot of the time if, is this a feature or a bug?
Yeah. Well, this is it. I mean, fair. I mean, I even felt that in The Sims 3 sometimes. I remember a lot of people talking about cars at the moment for The Sims 4 and the desire to have them. And I remember, obviously, in The Sims 2, they got in the car, drove down the driveway, all that. Sims 3, when my sim went to the edge of the road and teleported into a car and drove off, I thought the game was broken. I was like, what is this? And I was livid. So, I mean, I guess there's, you know, I've always questioned that from then, but I think for The Sims 4, it very much is, like... it's very hard to distinguish bug from feature sometimes.
I think with the Sims 3, the bugs and glitches were actually really funny. So you, like, were quite, like, in a lot of joy watching them.
Well, this is it. I don't know. You still have, obviously, the burden of the Sims 4 base game there. But it's still... I think in terms of, you know, when you compare to other expansion packs, like... Horse Ranch was an expansion, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, my cousin loves that because she loves horses, but I mean, compared to that and Island Living and things, I mean, it's pretty decent, I think, and it's, you know, it's gave a lot of things, but maybe it just doesn't align with my playstyle.
I think that's it, is it? Because I really like Island Living, But it's like, it's just based upon, and like you say, cousin likes horse ranch because she loves horses. If you hit that little niche and you do it well.
Well, this then, is it.
Yeah.
And like with For Rent, the fact that you can be a property manager, that always appeals to me because I have always loved open for business. Any, you know, Sinister Island Paradise, you could own a hotel. Like all those things I love about PAX. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just wild. I mean, Sims 4 is turning 10 this year.
Wow, my goodness.
10.
That's so weird. I remember it being 8. I don't remember anything in between.
Yeah.
Maybe this last year it's just gone.
It's wild. You had the Sims 1 in 2000, Sims 2 in 2004, Sims 3 in 2009. You had 3 generations of Sims game release
in over 10 years before. Times, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. But no, I mean, that's my thoughts on For Rent anyway. Not bad. And lots of gorgeous things in there. But it just depends, I think. That's just some bits that I was like, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. And they've released their new roadmap.
Yes.
I do wish they'd email these things out.
Honestly, you miss it, don't you? Unless you're on, like, Twitter or Facebook. You just do not see them these days.
Yeah, exactly. I don't use the social media as much now. And I have Google Alerts. And that's the only way I knew that this had gone out. I was like, why don't they just email?
Well, this is it. I wish they would. I don't see them anymore. But they've called this season Cause a Sensation.
Why didn't they call it Cause a Simsation?
Because that would be too good.
Hmm. Missed a trick.
Honestly, see, you should be in the marketing department. But it's going to bring two kits, apparently highly anticipated, a Sims Delivery Express drop, a sparkling stuff pack. So stuff packs are back in full swing. Celebratory build kit and a co-created style kit. So basically, kits.
Yeah. But so the two kits are the celebratory build kit and is that the one
I think the two kits are separate from these other kits.
Oh, really?
So I think it says two highly anticipated kits, a Sims Delivery Express
then drop, two less.
It then goes a sparkling stuff pack, it then goes a celebratory build kit, and then a co-created style kit. So I do believe we're getting 4 kits.
Oh, okay. So two highly anticipated ones and then two, like, meh ones.
Yeah, basically. But one has actually been leaked fully on EA's own platforms, and yeah, of course been found by the simming community, called Castle Estate.
Yeah, which was community voted, right?
I think it was in one of the old surveys in the past asking, like, what you might be interested in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a community vote back in May 2023, where there was a loads of different kit themes that could happen in 2024. And there was a variety of options, and the two winning kits at that time was Goth Fashion and Medieval Castle. So I'm assuming they are the two anticipated kits.
Hmm.
So yes. So there's no release date, though, that was attached to the leak, unfortunately. However, it does look gorgeous.
Yeah, and if there's 4 kits, then, and it's between now and April, it's not going to be long, is it? It's like 1 a month.
Yeah, you'd assume so. You're going to have, unless they're going to do 2 at the same time like they've done in the past, I don't really know. Kits are so easy to miss. I have no idea half the time where they are.
Yeah, and maybe the castle kit will match with, like, a medieval costume kit. And then the co-created style kit, which looked like it had platforms and things in it, might... I don't know. What would the... I don't know what the highly anticipated kits are.
I think it must be this castle one and... this because it was voted for.
I think that's
it?
All because the celebratory build kit, is that going to be then something to do with the anniversary?
Maybe.
Oh goodness,
that makes sense. Maybe. Yeah. But this castle...
Sparkling stuff pack.
Oh, God knows what that is.
I think it had... Did it have a picture of earrings on it or something? Or was that something else? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, it's shown like... I think so. Yeah, two of the highly anticipated kits. Definitely the castle one. Not, and I think definitely the end that other was it gothic or something. The beautiful Sims delivery, whatever it's called, drop. That one looks maybe more like jewelry. Maybe I don't know, something like that. Sparkling stuff pack shows like earrings, a gem, and like a gem-looking gnome.
How strange.
But the entire thing is like...
Oh, did I see someone post about crystals coming or something?
Maybe that's it. Because the entire video is almost like it's going through a jewellery box.
Yeah, which is weird because you would never guess that the castle estate kit was in that, would you?
No, not the most obvious link, to be honest, but, you know.
So maybe that's why they leaked it.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, yeah, this is one as well.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, they sound interesting. But yeah, I just lose track of them so easy with kits and things. So I've honestly lost track of what's out for The Sims 4 kit wise.
Yeah,
100%. Dead certain I'm missing some, but oh well.
Yeah.
Wild. But I think that's everything in the world of The Sims 4 at the moment, and there's been nothing at the moment around Project Rene and things like that since we last spoke about it. So. That does kind of...
They did release merch, didn't they? Did you get any?
Oh, they did release merch, didn't they? No, I haven't bought any.
No, I wanted to get the socks, but they went out of stock pretty quickly, especially because they don't email you. Maybe they sign up to the mailing list.
Where is my carrier pigeon, and why has it not brought me the news today?
Oh, come on, I'm just asking for an email.
No, I'm fully on board with your request. I much prefer things like that. I honestly, I get nothing from EA email-wise these days in terms of, like, newsletters, so who knows?
Eek.
Nightmare. But no, I mean, I did wear my Sims 4 Christmas jumper we received a year ago.
Me too!
Because mine
Me
arrived
too.
In, like, March. So oh, I didn't of course, wear it. Yeah. So I don't know where it went, but it eventually shown up. So I finally got to wear it for the first time. It was very lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice and warm and just perfect.
It's very Christmas jumpery. It's very like it's fun, but it's also very it's a bit on it's what well, it's Christmas tat, isn't it? It's wonderful.
Yeah, I enjoyed mine as well.
We do have some interesting news though from the world of The Sims Mobile, and I think maybe they've took our advice a bit too far.
We're laughing in through the tears.
Oh,
just like what on earth.
Oh, it's wild.
Sims Mobile, I'm sure many of you know, but they made an announcement that they are, I don't know how you describe it, probably going into maintenance mode. They're just releasing old content. It's just going to be reruns. And there are like some new items sprinkled in there, which makes it even more confusing. And how good those items will be, if they'll be functional, I have no idea, given the past year. I mean, it's basically what they've been doing the past year. They're going to carry on doing, but they've just decided to tell us now. So it's official that they're rerunning things.
It does seem, yeah, I think they've worded that as it will no longer receive new events in the updates. And to me, that reads as no new features, no, or like say, no new quests, no nothing like that. But they're going to just be rerunning fan favourite festivals and quests from the past, which may have some new levels and may have some new items. To incentivize you to try them again. But there's going to be, I guess you can't expect any new big features or updates, basically. So it's kind of like a very, like you say, it's like a maintenance mode, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, just quite a few red flags in the post as well, that, because I think, oh, well, you know, I've said it's basically the end, but you kind of think, oh, maybe it's not. But then you look at the post that they put out and they were like, we are not shutting down the servers, but it's like, oh, they said something like,
we will provide advance notice if anything changes with the status of our servers and all the ability to purchase previously released content.
That makes you think that at some point, you know, they're gonna turn off the servers, because why would you say that otherwise, you know?
Yeah.
And just things like, and then they were like, the future's bright for other Sims games. Like, okay, so it's not, like, it's like, don't worry about this one, because Freeplay's still going and Sims 4's still going.
It's like, my God. It's definitely like a maintenance mode, and obviously one day it will close. And, you know, that's the first thing that I thought was, you know, every EA Online service, any service EA does, they can give 30 days notice and just shut up shop, basically. That's what it
is. That 30 days?
Yeah, that's what it says on, like, if you... It used to be 90 days back in the day with really old games, but they made it 30 days. So, like, when you had, like, a SimCity show, SimCity Social, Sim Social and all that, it was all, you know, here's your 30 days notice, see you later.
Wow.
I remember when Sims Online closed in 2008, they gave 90 days notice because that's what they had to give back then. So it was, yeah, they just do that. So I imagine one day that will come, but that could be 1 year, 5 years. I guess it depends, because if they're not doing big updates, eventually I'm assuming the app may not be compatible with newer devices. What level of support will they be doing around that? What if there's, you know, some changes with the way, like, iPhones, Android works, they have to update it for? They might support it.
I mean, yeah, the way it's like is now, they're not providing people with support as it is.
Well, this
in terms of, like, EA help. And, you know, I think it'll just be a case of if people buy enough to keep the servers up.
Pretty much. I think it's like, yeah, we're going to, yeah, keep it up, keep spending, do what you want. Just don't expect anything new, really. It's almost like this is the finished thing.
Hmm.
It's what it feels but, like.
Yeah, and it's just not been handled well, has it, with the communication and all of that. It's just left a really... bitter taste in everyone's mouth, I think.
It's not good, but it's, I mean, totally, sadly, was not caught totally off guard either, I feel, because I think I was saying to you at the time, I literally have had a post in my drafts ready to announce that The Sims Mobile is either shutting down or getting no new updates, and literally, the moment that came out, I literally just plugged it with a few sentences. I was like, well, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, we just expected it.
So it really wasn't like a shock, because it's no. Just I don't think they've been able to make new features, and maybe that's what they've decided. It's they can't do it. It's not worth it. Let's just keep making some money.
Yeah, and I think if it had just been handled a lot better, they would have had a lot more support from the community. But it was kind of like the past 2 years, maybe, where it was like, we've done this thing, and I was like, well, it doesn't work, and they're like, well, praises anyway. And
oh, there's like, so much no. Negativity.
And then, yeah, oh, you're all toxic, and it's like, well, no, we're just, it doesn't work. And then it just created this, like, fight between the team and the community, and this awful rift, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, it's but then you never know with these things. So, for example, SimCity 2013, that's still, touch wood, still going 11 years on.
Crazy.
And that was one of the worst video game launches of all time, and the servers are still online.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's good.
So
I don't know how, but that is good.
So, like, you know, that's maybe that, and Spore still going. That came out in 2000. Yeah, but people don't agree with us on that. Spore came out in 2008. That's still going.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, we'll see. I just I feel like even them putting in a new fireplace could cause the entire thing to fall down.
Oh, probably.
So they're being very optimistic, even adding in one tiny thing at this point.
Oh, I fully agree with you.
So we'll see, I guess. And I have no idea where we stand as creators, because they just haven't told us.
No.
Like, what on earth?
There's nothing. Well, there's nothing to create, I guess, unless you wish to highlight any new items. Oh, there's a new plant pot there. Treat yourself.
Yeah, I think I'd like to spend the time like wrapping up all the everything.
Mm.
You know, like everything I've done, and make sure it's full. Because there's still people coming onto the game now. I've had loads of people on my video about it ending, like saying, "I've just got the game." I'm like, "Well, you're gonna have a great time because you've got loads to do."
Well, exactly. They've got so many things that they can do. So I think that's the thing, yeah. Isn't it? Don't interpret it as, "Oh my god, it's going away." I mean, I would definitely, if it was me, same with any online like free to play game, you always play that with the understanding is one day that game may not be there.
Oh, that's morbid.
It's true though, isn't it? Like, it's not, you've not got it on a disc, and it's not, you know, and it's not an online, and it's not an offline game. So I guess, you know, that can happen. But there's no reason for you to not play it, no reason for you to not spend money if it's bringing you joy. Why not?
If it's bringing you joy, just be aware. Yeah, just be aware that they could take it away, like, this time, 30 days from now.
It could. I feel like it'll be here for a few more years, at least. It's funny, though, because we thought since mobile, oh my gosh, it's going to replace free play. And free play is still going from strength to strength and always has been. I think, again, maybe it was just built better. But I know a lot of people from the Sims Mobile world, Sims Freeplay does feel dated to them with how it looks, just how it behaves, but that's because it was built on a game from 2009. So I guess it will feel that way.
Sims Mobile knows what it is. And I think, Sims Freeplay knows what it is. Whereas Sims Mobile was something else. It kind of changed to be a little bit more like cranky in a free play style when Fire Monkeys took it over, and then now it just doesn't.
It was like at first like generational, where you had, you know, your family kept dying, you had to keep making new Sims. It was making you build that family tree and going. I get it was slightly on the more aggressive side, so maybe they could have toned it down, but they just totally got rid of it and got rid of the Grim Reaper. And I think it was a lot better as like a generational game. And there's a lot more drive to do things. It was very, very good. I mean, that was part, you know, when we were talking earlier on in the podcast about some of the things we've done in the past, you know, we were invited out to EA Play in LA to do some recording for the Sims 4, Sims Mobile. And we were invited out to Gamescom to do the same as well.
To give some feedback on it. Yeah, what we'd want to see in the game. And the devs were so passionate.
Mm?
They were so passionate. Like, the ideas they had were amazing. And they were just like, oh, look at this. Like, we're not showing this yet. This is amazing. And these things that they were going to put in the game, and they had on their little personal games. And, like, we got some of those things. And then there were other things that they wanted for it that they just never got to do because it, like, switched. And I guess they just don't know how it was made. And, like, it's just such a mess. It's so sad. I mean, even Home Street's still going. That started the same time. That was, like,
competitor. Yeah, that is still going. That seems great.
It knows what it is. It knows what it is, and it's carried on going down the path it was going because it worked. Sims Mobile was just... It changed, and it doesn't work.
They're a lovely little company as well who do Home Street. I can't remember their name now.
Play. Super Solid.
That's it. I was thinking Playdemic then, but that's a totally different company. They're lovely because I had there's like a lot of like this naughty online service trying to say that I owed them several hundred pounds for using a Home Street image. Yeah, for using an image with Shania Twain in it, and they were going to bill me and take me to court. And I was like, hang on a minute. Like, they're like, this is owned by this company. And I had to contact them, and their CEO started responding to them, being, I don't know who you are, how dare you? Like, I was like, oh my god, yes, thank you. Like, this is our imagery, where have you got this from? Oh, it's great.
Very good. Honestly. That's what you want.
Yeah, lovely company. Highly endorse them.
And anyway, we did dip into free play, but free play are, I think they're just sort of finishing up on events from the previous update, was it Lofty Lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably due the next one soon. Time will tell.
Yes.
And I think that's... Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, no, just agreement.
All right. And I think that's everything for the world of The Sims.
I think it is, you know, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the, like, all these competitors that are propping up. We were saying before, before we started recording, that Paralives, which has been something, you know, murmuring away for ages, they've shown progression over the year where they've gone from like only a few objects to like hundreds and hundreds of objects and how many they've got in the game so far, which looks incredible. And you've got Life by You as well, which is the one that's being done by the former head of the Sim studio at Paradox. And that's due to be in early access on the 5th of March. So really not far away now. And they're doing proper like 40-minute long videos of him just playing the game, just chatting through, playing the game, you know, no editing, just chilling. And they do it all the time. And it's amazing how far the game's come along. It obviously is not as polished as The Sims with how it looks. And it does look like a Paradox game. If you've played City Skylines, you'll know what I mean. But it's looking pretty good compared to the last time I saw it. It's looking really good.
It sounds like it's just nice to see them being so like front of house with it and transparent, and
it
yeah, what you see is what you get.
It looks very much like The Sims 3.5.
Oh, I love that.
It's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It just looks really nice. I think the visuals, they match the game. The characters are looking better. The UI looks really nice now. Really, it's a really gorgeous purple colour. You've obviously got all the cars. It just looks good. I think, obviously, again, it's going to be early access. So, you know, it's not going to be finished at that point. So if you are expecting all this generational play, it's not ready yet. But I think it's going to be a pretty neat simulation game.
That's what they should do with The Sims, is release The Sims 2.5.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous, wouldn't it? Absolutely gorgeous. I actually, I got a Windows Vista laptop for playing like, all my old retro games. And I use that to play The Sims 1 these days because Windows 11 just stopped working with it. And I installed The Sims 2 by disk on it the other day, and it had like, the little mini game as you were installing it. though it ran horrendously in like, low graphics, it was struggling. Struggled more than I would have expected actually for a laptop from like 2007. But anyway. Yeah, I wish they would do that, because Sims 2 was just so incredible.
Yeah, the drama.
Well, it's just, yeah, that's what I mean. Everything's just chaotic. Everything, so many things are going on. But I think they built The Sims 2 on top of The Sims 1. So it I guess, gave them a really good foundation to go from. It was just, the level of detail in that game has not been matched by any Sims game since.
No, it's so weird.
It's mad, isn't it, that you can do that in 2004...
Yeah.
And here we are in 2024. Oh my gosh, The Sims 2. The Sims 2 is 20 years old this September.
Wow, and still so playable.
Stop it. No. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh,
I hope they do something amazing.
I hope so. That would be nice, but I don't know. Though there has been some rumours going around about if Maxis are looking at maybe remastering things or making it available on like a cloud platform or something like that. So so I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know. You don't want people to realise how good The Sims was.
Yeah.
Who said that? Rachel, that's such a rude thing to say.
Oh. It wasn't me that time.
No, it wasn't. But wasn't me either. The all-important question that I must ask you with every podcast. What have you been watching?
I have been watching Parenthood.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's very... Well, not very old, but it's not new. We were looking for something to watch.
Okay.
That was, like, just easy to watch. And, yeah, like... episodical, what do you, episodic?
Yeah.
And it has Lorelai in it and some other people, and she's basically the same character. And you'd like it, actually. It's real good. It's just like family drama. And there's like loads of seasons of it. So we just bought the first season on Amazon. We bought like the first episode to try it. We liked it, and then we bought the season, and we're just working through that because there's just so much rubbish out there at the moment, and we've like our time is precious, and everyone's time is precious. I know that, but and we just like, you know, I don't want to waste time like starting things and then dropping them because they're rubbish. So finding a series that we like, because they don't release Housewives of Beverly Hills often enough.
Oh my gosh. I have got a fun tidbit to tell you. I am in the background of Housewives of Cheshire.
Oh my goodness.
So I am famous. They've got an episode where they go out to Manchester Pride, and me and my friends were there on the first day last year, and there was these two women dressed up very colourfully, and we were like, what on earth are they doing? They were being filmed as they're walking down the street, and we're just like staring like, what the hell? Turns out we're in the background of Real Housewives. Is it Housewives? Yeah, Housewives of Cheshire, yeah.
Well, you have to send me a link, because I only watch the Beverly Hills one.
I'm at the 3:30 mark, in an orange jumper.
of what? Oh, the Pride of Cheshire.
Episode 12.
Okay. I will dip into that, especially for you, while I've got Hey You.
It's on ITVX, it's there.
Okay.
You can have a lovely time. That's my claim to fame. Sorry, I totally took you off at your tangent there with your Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No, that's fine. What have you been watching?
So The Traitors is back for a new season. And oh my gosh, it is like crack. It's incredible. You've got Claudia Winkleman hosting it away in this little Scottish castle with her various...
We're not endorsing crack.
We're
not endorsing crack here.
It's very addictive. And it's very much like, because they should air it 3 nights a week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And you are left there on a cliffhanger waiting. And I love that feeling. Like having that feeling of looking forward to something like that. And you know, Claudia Winkleman's amazing anyway, and she keeps coming out in all these different like size turtlenecks, and they're absolutely iconic, and all the people on it are amazing, and it's just such an interesting like way of showing human behavior and also like herd mentality, and then like going ganging up on everyone to try and work out who the traitor is, and it's just so brutal as well sometimes. So I love it. So I've been watching that. But I've also been rewatching Buffy, and I've been rewatching, because I've been on ITV, been rewatching all the Harry Potter films. So that's been quite nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I feel quite content. I watched a lot of TV actually. I just need to try and start edging into more newer things.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just
all the competitions. Well, you don't need to.
That's true. I mean, I've not seen Buffy for quite a long time now, so rewatching that has been quite good actually, because I mean, obviously you know kind of vaguely what happens, but you forget so much, or yeah, notice things in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
So you understand a bit more how it all connects up. So yeah, enjoying that quite a lot actually.
Good.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Well, next time we podcast, we'll hopefully know what at least one of these many kits.
If it's the same duration as this last month, we might even have Life by You out. So who knows what's going to be going on?
Yeah, who knows? My goodness.
So I'm very excited. But it's been lovely to be able to catch up and do another little episode. It's just always fabulous. So hopefully, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to follow on your favorite podcast app. Review us. You can send in voice messages as well through Spotify podcasts, I believe. So if you want to do that as well, be my guest.
Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll hear us soon.